Nun Hamid Beis Omar Rava. Back to Nun Aleph Hamid Aleph. My time with Ram Gamliel. What's the reason for Ram Gamliel? Who's Ram Gamliel? Our parish is called Ram Gamliel. If we turn back to yesterday's Omer Aleph, Nun Omer Aleph, Ram Gamliel, Omer, Ein Get Acher Get, Bloy Maimer Acher Maimer. What's the case of Ein Get Acher Get, Bloy Maimer Acher Maimer? You recall, you learned in the Rashi, if you go back to the Rashi again on Nun Omer Aleph, it's the second Rashi in the parak, about 10 lines in. Ein get acher get, shtei yevomois li odom echot mi ach echot. Nebuch Reuven passed away, left over two yevomois to his brother Shimon. What did Shimon do? Nothing, get lezu, but get lezu. Instead of being miyabit, instead of giving chalitza, he gave a get to lady number one, let's say, Leah and Ruchel. He gave to Leah first get and to Ruchel a second get. What's the halacha? Since we hold ein get after get, the second get is meaningless, and therefore ein oser b'kroy by shnia. Although normally we've said in the past that if you have either a yevama or you have a chalutza, you have an issue of kroy by zikukasai, kroy by chalutzasai, kroy by zikushasai. Over here, as far as he's concerned, the second lady, he didn't do anything. It's meaningless. Why? Says Rashi. The ikama, I'm reading from the Rashi here in Nun Omer Aleph. The ikama ahani, if you're going to tell me that the first get worked, what means worked? That it resolved the zika. If you're going to say the get has the strength and the potency of the chalitza, so then the zika has gone away. A poka zika travayu. So then there's no more Zika left. Now when he gives a get to the second lady, it says he's giving to the Nochris, to a person they're not even married to. Because if you say the first get was successful in removing the Zika, then he has no connection any longer with the second give up. And if you're going to go and tell me that the first one, since it's only a get, it's not a chalitza, it's not a yibum, so therefore it has no potency, it has no strength, no authority to go and push away the Zika, is Basri Namilo Yahani. Then the second one also didn't accomplish anything. And so therefore Agamara says, Manavshach, the second get is meaningless. And the same thing would apply with Gabe Mamar Achar Mamar. Skip to the next Rashi. Fale Mamar Achar Mamar. You gave a mamar to yevama number one. Then you gave a mamar to yevama number two. Why is the second one considered to be zero? For the very same reason. If you tell me mamar is as strong as a yevam, so it means the whole Zika has now gone away, because you've resolved it as a result of the yibum of this mimer. And therefore then the second mimer is worthless. Here, if anything, it's an Isser Eishasach, or it's Isser of Isser of Shnei Batim, because once you build the first bias by giving mimer, if that has the same potency and authority as the yibum, then you've already been miyabim one bias, can't be miyabim two batim. So therefore, says the Gemara, the halacha would be, if the first mimer is good, then the second mimer is meaningless. Elamai, the first mimer was nothing, so then the second mimer is nothing. So a man of Chach, the second get or the second mimer is nothing. That's what Ram Gamliel said. What Rashi just said, that we just read, is really word for word, Rava here, that we're starting. Jeff, we're repeating again from Omer Rav at the bottom of Nun Amid Beis, continuing on to Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. Where the Gemara now says, Maitam Ram Gamliel. What's the Svara of Ram Gamliel? And you'll notice that the wording of the Gemara is almost word for word the same as the Rashi. Not literally word for word, but figuratively word for word. What's the reason for Ram Gamliel? Nasap Gilei Get, Idochi, Loidochi. Says Ram Gamliel, I'm not sure whether Get works to be doicha. Doicha here means to expel the Zika, Poka Zika, or maybe not. Same thing as Maimri Kani Loikani. I'm not sure whether Maimri is fully kind of like Yibam to resolve the Zika, Loikani or not. And so therefore the Gemara repeats, Get Idochi Loidochi, the Manifshek, Ikam Idochi. If you're going to tell me that the first get was great, it was so powerful and potent to be able to go and expel the Zika, that the Zika is now resolved. So Basa Mike Ovid, so what is the second get doing? Second get is not doing anything. It's meaningless. Elamai Ikam Loidochi, if you're going to tell me that the first get is not strong enough to push away the Zika, so therefore it's really not accomplishing anything. Is Basu Nami Loidochi, and the second one is not accomplishing anything either. So Mamanam Shech, the second one in line is doing nothing. That's me to get. Now let's go to Maimer. Maimer, Ikon, Yeloikon. Ikon, if you're going to tell me that the first Maimer is Koina, that now it's like a Yivam, that the Yivam and the Yavam now have met, and they are now husband and wife. So Basu Mike Ovid, and then the second one didn't do anything. He can't go marry a married lady. They're already married. Vikam Loikon, if you're going to tell me that the first one was not Koina, the Basu Nami Loikon, then the second one also won't be Koina. In other words, once again, Mamanavshach, if the first one is potent to resolve the Zika, that there's no Zika left, then there's nothing for the second, either Yibam or, I shouldn't say Yibam, the first, the second Maimer or the second Get, there's nothing more to accomplish because you've already done whatever you had to do. Elamai, you're going to tell me that the first one did not accomplish because the Zika still remains. After all, Maimer and Get is Drabana, it's not the Natoira, and therefore the Zika is still there. So if that's the case, then the second doesn't accomplish anything either. The second one is not any better than the first. So therefore, Maman of Shech, that's why Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, Ein Zika Ein Get Acha Get, and that's Rav's Pshat in Ram Gamliel, and that's what Rashi repeats back on Nun Omer Aleph. But actually, Abaye says, I'm really not sure that that is the Svara of Ram Gamliel. Why not? Because I have a Braisa. Who's named the Braisa? Umay Ram Gamliel, she is Get Acha Maimer, Umaymer Acha Get. Rav Gamliel agrees that there is a concept of get achar maimer, maimer achar get. In other words, if you have two yavamis, one yavam you gave maimer, and the second one you gave a get. Or vice versa, the first one you gave maimer, you gave get, and the second one you gave maimer. Says Rav Gamliel, there I agree that there is some authority to the second act that you took, the maimer or the get. What nafkimina would there be? Like we said in the Mishnah yesterday, the Isser Bikroi Voiseha. If you have accomplished anything vis-a-vis the second act, so then that second woman is either your married lady to the extent of Erison, to the extent of Maimer, and if it happens to be that the get has any value, so then it happens to be if you can't go and marry Achoyz Gerusha. So, Rav Gamliel holds that there is get achar maimer and there is maimer achar haget. Now, the reason why Rav Gamliel holds that, apparently, and we haven't gone into the full svaras yet, I think Mar is going to talk about that in another 10 lines, because even though when you're talking about two gittin together, or two maimoris together, and you're comparing one with the other, so we went through the svaras a moment ago, and we said, Mamanavshah, if the first get is a good get, then the second get is meaningless. If the first mimer is a good mimer, then the second mimer is meaningless, and vice versa. If the first get didn't accomplish anything, then the second get doesn't accomplish anything. And if the first mimer did, then the second mimer does. So Maman of Shach is nothing to talk about. That's basically the svaras that we had. That's only because when you're comparing one mimer to the other, or one get to the other. However, since Rav Gamliel, the way we've been learning until now, is going mitzad sveikois, then there's still no problem. You could have a case where the maimer was effective and the get was not effective, or vice versa, that the get was effective and the maimer was not effective. Because who says that they have the exact same level of potency? One is more potent, one is not. So therefore, even though there was a get previously, maybe Maimer can accomplish something thereafter. And even though we had a Maimer, maybe the get can accomplish something thereafter, because maybe it's only the first of the two acts which are weak, and therefore there's room for the second act to go and accomplish something or to be effective. So from the first two halachas of Rav Gamliel, we really have no kasha on what Rava said. The kasha begins that Abai is asking on Rava from the second part of the brisa, where it says, v'get achar bia u'maimer, u'maimer achar bia v'get. Here we're talking about not that there were two yavamais, there were three yavamais. Ah, Baruch Hashem. And vis-a-vis the first yavama, he did either maimer, that's the first case, get achar bia u'maimer. First yavama, he did maimer. Second, he did bia, and the third one was get. Or the next case is, the first yavami did get, the second one bia, and the third one was mine. In both cases, the bottom line is that the bia was the middle case. In other words, the middle act. He had three yavamis, either mine came first, or get came first, then there was bia, and then finally there was again either get or mine. Now, what's the kasha that Abai is asking? If Rabbi Gamliel is not sure about the koyach of that original act that took place, whether the maimer was koyno or not, or whether the get was doyche or not, if he has such a suffix, the heavy kibia delchatchila, the technique, then the second act that took place, that is the bia, then that should be like a bia batchila. So now we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, how Be'ila b'zman shehi batchila. If the Be'ila was the first act that took place, ein achareya klum, then nothing that transpires thereafter has any halachic validity. So according to Rav Gamliel, if you're going to tell me, according to one tzad, that Maimer is not koina, so it's as if nothing happened. If that's the case, the Bia was the first act of validity that took place. Oh, that being the case, we just said in the Mishnah, yet it says that there's a get, achar bio maimer. Right? That's Moedim Gamliel, even though we hold ein get, ein mamer achar mamer, but he agrees, Moedim, that there is a get, achar bio maimer. How could there be a get, achar bio maimer? If you're telling me that maimer is schwach, is so weak, that Bia, after that, becomes the first act, the first maisa, which the Mishnah referred to as Abila Bismanchi Batchiller. Then in Acharei Klum, that anything that transpires thereafter has no halachic effectiveness. So then the get after the Bia Maimer should be nothing. And similarly, a Maimer Achar Bia V'get should be nothing. And therefore, writing Amara, I don't understand. How does Rav learn Pshat, according to Gamliel, that Misab Kalei, if he is mistopic as to whether or not that first act of Maimer get accomplishes anything, then forget about it, just go straight on to the Bia, then Bia is going to be a Bia Betchila, and once Bia is Betchila, ein achareya klum. So then why does the third act of the get or Maimer have any validity, have any effect on this? It should fall away, it should be kunish mit kunish. So you're going to go and tell me, yeah, but it's the other time. After all, Rav Gamliel is mistopkele. And so just like he has a suffix as to whether the maimer or the get has any halachic effectiveness. So, but on the other side, he says it is. In other words, every suffix, you have two tzedonim, you have two sides. The other side to the argument is that it is effective after all. So if it's effective after all, then forget about the bia in between. Then number three, meaning either the follow-up third act of either maimer or get, should be nothing, according to Rav Gamliel. Because if the maimer or the get initially was potent, then bia falls away and the subsequent get or maimer falls away, just like we said in the Mishnah. Ein maimer achar maimer, ben get achar get. And am I going to tell me, but I'm not sure, maybe the maimer or the get, that first maimer, the first get, was gunish, was nothing. Fine, okay, so Sakhi Gunish. But the bia after that, that then becomes now the first activity that is of halachic effectiveness and validity. So therefore, what we learned in the Mishnah, Bila with magic bitchil and achra klum. So why does the third act that get at the end or the maimer at the end? Why is that anything? That should be zero. And therefore says Abaye, the pshat of Rava is incorrect. Elam Abaye li oylam pshita l'ram damil beget dedochi umaymer dekani. Abaye says Avadim Gamliel agrees that get is doche and maimer is kona. However, it's not doche or kona 100%. It's only kona or doche fractionally. Let's make it easy, 50%. So get is doche 50% and maimer is doche and is kona 50%. Miu Omer Rabbanan. However, the Rabbanan said, what does that mean? What he's saying is that the koyach of the get to resolve the zika by pushing the zika away, being a rabbinic form of chalitza, and the koyach of ma'amr to push the zika away by being a rabbinic form of yibam, those are not the same. They are similar, but not the same. In which respect are they different? They're different is, that the get vis-a-vis the Yavama helps 50%. So it doesn't take away the entire Zika. You only have 50% of the Zika has been removed, but the other 50 remains. So guess what? Since there's another 50%, in that other 50% remaining, Bahani Ba Maimer, then the Maimer helps because there is room for the Maimer to be Chal after all. And therefore explains Vait Abaye Pshat Imram Gabriel, get after get, loy dochi do dochi le kamo, umamar achamam le koni do koni le kamo, was Mainte. What he's saying is that get after get is different than get after Maimer. Or Maimer Acher Get. Because when you have two Gittin, again, we're talking about Lamashal, one Yavam and two Yavamois, when he gives Get to one and then he gives Get to the other, the two Gittin go and fill the exact same space vis-a-vis the fractional amount or interest that you have in this Zika. So therefore, if the Get accomplishes 50%, then the second get accomplishes the same 50% and not the remaining 50%. Well, in the first 50%, we've already accomplished everything that we could accomplish because, again, according to Abaye, it's not a suffix. Abaye is saying it's a vada, but each one only accomplishes a certain percentage. We're calling it for arbitrary purposes 50%. So when the first Yavama gets that first get, half of the Zika has gone away. Now when you give the second Yavama a second get, it only addresses that first half of the first Zika that's gone away. And therefore, nothing more has been accomplished. The first Zika has already been resolved to the extent of 50. You're trying to add another resolution of another 50. You're just reinforcing the first 50. The second 50 still remains in place.
That's why you have to be very careful.
Yes, Shelly, yes. What would you like
to find out what you're getting?
Yeah, you have to find out what you're getting. All of your maimorais, Shelly, are so beautiful. As far as I'm concerned, every maimor you can do, yesh maimor, acha maimor, acha maimor, because everything that you say is so witty and adds certainly so much spice to life and to the Gemara. So, yesh akoyach. Anyway, getting back to Gemara. So, Gemara says that the reason why get acha get leidochi do docha leikam, that accomplishment of the first get to be doicha 50% of the Zika, that's already sealed. That's done. The second get doesn't help me because it's trying to address the same 50%, but that's already been accomplished. Same thing with Gabi Maimu. Maimur acha maimu le kani da kani le kama. The maximum that the Maimur could be koina, again, 50%, has already been nikna in the case of the first Yavam, the first Yavama.
So you're only getting 50%.
You only get
in honor of Shelley, I said that.
yes, you did very well.
Thank you. Only getting 50%.
You only getting 50%. That's right. So that's why says Abaye Pshat in Ram Gamliel in our Mishnah It's not because there's a suffix like Rava said, but because it's a vaday. But the vaday only accomplishes a 50% vaday and not a 100%. And once you have the accomplishment of the first get or the first maimer, there is no room for the second get or the second maimer to be chav, because you've already done the maximum that a get or maimer can accomplish. On the other hand, says the Baha'i, you know why Rav Gamliel says in the Braisa that we just quoted, the get acha maimer, maimer acha get, that those are effective, because ha'i milza kadochi v'ha'i milza kakani, because of the 100%, you could have the get resolving the first half of the zika, the 50%. The 50% remaining, the maimer has place now to be chal, because you only removed 50% of the zika. The other 50% is still outstanding. So the maimer says, okay, now I'm going to jump in that remaining 50%. And same thing is in reverse. That if you started off with a get, the get zaka was docha 50% of the zika, but there's still 50% remaining. So now the maimer has room to be koina. And that's the reason why Rav Gamliel, although he says, ain't get acha get, ain't maimer acha maimer, he holds yesh get acha maimer, and yesh maimer acha get. Hai milza kadochi, meaning the get is doicha the first 50%, hai milza kakoni, and the maimer is koina in the place of the second 50%. So with this, Abaya resolves the kasha that we asked in Rav Gamliel, and with this, he argues with Rav. The only question that remains vis-a-vis this shtikl sugya is, why did Rashi, when he explained the Mishnah, as we quoted it, as we read it this morning, why did he learn like Rava? L'chari should have learned like Abaye, since the Gemara concludes with Abaye's explanation. A rare case where, if you will, Abaye is victorious over Rava. It probably doesn't arise to the level of Halacha L'maisa. Maybe we pass him like the Chacham, not like Rav Gamliel anyway. So that's why Barry's probably thinking to himself, how come this is not listed among Yalkagam? Exactly. And we follow Abaye in that Rav, because apparently it's not Laloch, it's really more in explaining Rav Gamliel's Svara in our Mishnah. So the question then is, ask the Achrayim, why didn't Rashi in fact give Abaye's Pshat? Why did he give Rav's Pshat? Okay, it's not that uncommon that Rashi, in his Pirush on the Mishnah, takes the Pshat either that is the first in the Gemara, or that Rashi feels is easier to understand when learning the Mishnah. But bottom line is, we end up with Abaye. But now, since we explained Rav Gamliel, the Gemara says, and now let's follow up what the Rabbanan hold. Because remember, the Rabbanan or Mishnah hold, Yesh get acha get, Yesh maimer acha maimer. Rabbanan kol chad v'chad, tokino le Rabbanan get, maimer b'yavama. V'hai b'yapsula. Okay, period. Kol chad v'chad, tokino le Rabbanan get, maimer b'yavama. Now what does that mean, kol chad v'chad? The way Rashi learns is that kol chad v'chad is talking about each one of the yevamin. If you have two yevamin who are being mekadesh or being megarish, one or two yevamois, say the Rabbanan, each one of the yevamin, the Rabbanan gave koyach to do a maimer or to give a get. So even though Rav Gamliel said once you've given a get or you've done maimer, and you've therefore accomplished the full 50%, you have to say the Rabbanan, we agree. However, that would be if the same Yavam is trying to do a second Maimer or a second Get on the same Yavam, which of course would be nonsensical. However, if you're talking about two separate Yavamim, or for that matter, two separate Yavamois, each one, the Chachamim said, every Yavam gets one chance to do a Maimer or to do a get. And the second Yavam has that same koyach. And presumably the same would be one Yavam with two Yavamais. The Chacham say that vis-a-vis every Yavama, each one you can go and do one Maimer or do one get. And so therefore, that's why Yesh get Acher get and Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, because you're talking about two separate individuals, each one of whom is exercising the full power and authority that the Chacham have endowed him or her with. The Rabban Kochad Bechad to keep Rabban and get will Maimer be Yavam. Okay, so now we got off on a tangent with Rabbanan. We get back to Rav Gamliel once again. And now the Gemara is explaining, according to Rav Gamliel, that we say yesh get acher bia umaymer, v'yesh maymer acher bia beget. Remember, we explained it's talking about three separate yavam mois. L'moshel, the first case was get acher bia umaymer. The first yavama you did maymer, second yavama bia, and the third yavama get. So Rav Gamliel said that third act of get has halachic efficacy, halachic validity. In which respect? That the yavam would be osur to the mishpacha of the person to whom he gave the get. Why would it be osur? Because that would be achoyz girushosoy, or the mother of his grusha, or the daughter of his grusha, kroyvoyz girushosoy. Why? Because even though it followed after my group, yeah, it has some halachic significance, and therefore it'd be osur big kroyvoyz. So now the Gemara is explaining a little bit more. The halting Gemara. Bahai, we're up to Bahai. Bahai bia.
Psula.
Okay, get to my bivak. Good. Bahai bia psula adifa mi maimer ukriya mi maimer. The reference to bia psula means the bia that took place after the initial act of maimer or of get. Instead of constantly referring to both of them, why don't we just hop on the first case? First case was get acher bia u'maimer. It was initially a maimer, and then after that there was a bia, and then after that there was a get. With three separate yivamais. Okay, so now since the bia followed after a maimer, it's considered to be a bia psula. Why is it a bia psula? Bia psula we had already yesterday in the Mishnah, and we've had it earlier on in our Masechta. We also have the concept of a chalitza psula. Psula doesn't mean that the whole thing is shattered to smithereens. What we really mean to say is it's grua. It's a bia grua. In which respect is it grua? Grua means that it's inferior or deficient. The reason why it's grua is because you're not starting off with a level playing field of a yavam and yavamah, where it's just a zika, and now you're trying to do a yibum and therefore resolve the zika, because there's already a pre-existing maimer with the other yavam. And that pre-existing maimer has already taken away 50% of the playing field. And that's how we're learning according to Abaya in understanding Ram Gamliel. So there's only 50% left. So with that bia, maximum he can go and accomplish vis-a-vis the zika is a 50%. And so therefore that's why it's considered to be a bia psula, a bia grua. Inferior in the sense that you can't accomplish the full halachic status or implications of a full-fledged imam, because after all, well, it followed after a maimer. And therefore says the Gemara, in one respect, that the maimer, it's better than stam maimer. And in one respect, griya maimer, it's schwacher, it's weaker than maimer. In which respect is it better? Adif mi maimer, deil maimer, acher maimer lemahani. We've already said now several times this morning, and we started off the berik, says Ram Gamliel, ein maimer acher maimer. So the second maimer is meaningless. Deil bia acher maimer, mahani. However, bia after maimer did help. It did cause something. How do I know? Because it says over here that get acher bia u'maimer, that each one of them has some degree of halachic validity, and therefore, once again, the yavam, or the three yavamim, depending on the exact contours of the case, but the yavam that did the bia, he is going to be osur the all of the kroivai seha, and vis-a-vis that bia, we're going to have to go and give a get. It's not that the bia is meaningless. We're going to have to give a get for that. We won't be able to be miyamim, and the reason why we won't be miyamim, the Gemara is going to discuss on the Amid base. If you're going to tell me that a maimer is takagunish, then maybe it should be able to be miyamim with the bia. But we've already established the maimer is not a gunish, because the maimer is kind of 50%. So therefore, the bia, if you will, is also tries to be kind of to some degree, perhaps the other 50%. But since you can't go and have two batim, you're going to have to go and eventually give a get, and eventually give a chalitza. But nevertheless, it's still better than maimer, because just maimer acher maimer, the second maimer is worthless, and this bia does have an effect after all. Continuing the Gemara, agree with maimer, but to a certain degree, The bia is worse. Is when we say worse means it's weaker than maimer. Til maimer achra get kone the kule shiur the get. If you have a maimer achra get, the maimer is going to be kone whatever the get left off. Remember, we said again according to Abaye Pshat and Rav Gamliel. Why do we say yesh maimer achra get? Even though we say ein maimer achra maimer ein get achra get, why do we say that there's a maimer achra get? The reason is because the get only accomplishes 50% removal and resolution of the zika, but the remaining 50% is still there for grabs. And therefore, when you do now a maimer, that maimer takes over, it fills the gap, the remaining 50%. So the ila maimer achar get, konila kule shira the get. That goes and closes up the gap, and there's nothing left. The get took care of the first 50% of the zika. The maimer took care of the second part of the zika. The bia achar get, lekanyele kule shira the get. However, if the bia follows after get, it doesn't take up the entire 50% remaining space. How do I know? Because we just got finished saying that maimer, remember back on the eighth line from the top of the Omer, umoyderam gamliel shiyesh maimer achar bia veget. Even though it get took place with Yevama number one, bia took place with Yevama number two, there is still a halachic efficacy and effectiveness vis-a-vis the maimer achar bia veget. How could there be? Didn't you say ein maimer achar maimer? So maimer achar maimer taka, there is not, the second maimer is meaningless. But maimer after bia, that maimer is meaningful. Also, we see that that bia, in a sense, is weaker than a maimer. Because if bia would rise to the level of a maimer, we would say, once bia the get has taken place, then there's no room for another maimer, because I already have the equivalent of a maimer. Is the charai that bia in a respect is even less than a maimer. Tanurban, the braisa that we're going to learn now essentially repeats a lot of what we just said in greater detail. In other words, in our Mishnah we started off yesterday, Amram Gamliel, Ein get acher get ve'ein mamer acher mamer, and then it left us to Rashi in the Mishnah and today's Rove and Abaye in explaining why, where, what type of case, how many people, how many of Amin, how many of Amois. The Braisa now does us a favor and spells it out in greater detail. No real chidushim now in this Braisa. It's really just explaining it in as if it was the Rashi explaining Pshat in the Mishnah. Explain to you, what does that mean, ein get achiget? Are we talking about giving one Yevama to Gittin? Would that make sense? So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, says the Braisa, shnei Yevama shenofel lefnei Yevam achad. You have one Yevama, and he has two Yevamais. He doesn't get Lizu, he get Lizu. And he gave get to Leah, and then he gives another get to Rach. Ram Gamliel Oimer, choylitz l'rishoyna, li'osem b'kroy v'seha, u'mutter b'kroy v'shniya. Says Ram Gamliel, since you gave two separate gitten over here, one thing is sure, Yibum you're not going to be able to do. Why? Because Kivin Shleibana Shuvla Yivna. Even though Kivin Shleibana over here is a drabana, but nevertheless, since this person is given a get, he has made a decision, I am not going to be pointed this bias. So Yibum is out of the question. However, as we've already said a number of times this morning, particularly after we have Abaye, since get only resolves half of the Zika, then to go and resolve the entire Zika, you have to do a Chalitza. So therefore, Gamliel Oimer, Chalitza L'Rishayna, you have to give a full-fledged Chalitza to the first one, and that Chalitza will work vis-a-vis the second one. The Osem B'Kroi Vaiseha, and you're not allowed to, the Yovam will subsequently not be able to go and marry any of the kroivois of his chalitza, because as you remember from the previous perek, that a person who gives a chalitza is osur bekroivois seha. Where did we have that? I think that was the Mishnah on Memdalit, if I'm not mistaken. If you go back to, well, it's not Memdalit, it's somewhere else, that a person who goes and marries the person that gives chalitza is also mikroy beisir. Maybe that's the first mission in the parent. Achleis li ramtay. This Gemara, this mission doesn't have it. Okay. Anyway, the point is, a person that gives chalitza is not able to go and give a. Let me look up the other Gemara over here. Please bear with me one moment. The other Gemara. Okay, so Dafnem Omer Aleph, the final line of the Amud, we have a Chulis Liyavemtoi. Who also b'kroy v'isel, v'yasura b'kroy v'avah. So once you have a chalitza, he is also to her relatives, and she's also to his relatives. That's vis-a-vis the chalitza. So that's why Rav Gamliel says, chalitza v'shoyin v'asa b'kroy v'isel. However, vis-a-vis the second woman to whom he gave a get, right? Remember we're talking about a get, ach get. He gave a get to the second yavama. Since Rav Gamliel holds that the second get is meaningless, ein get, ach get, is much b'kroy v'shniyah. So there's no longer any iser of achoyz krushosoy vis-a-vis the second lady, because vis-a-vis the second lady, he didn't do anything. It was meaningless. Therefore, much v'chom oimim, no, nasi get lezu, also b'kroy v'shniyah, you're also b'kroy v'shniyah of both of them, because yesh get achar get. And chalitza achas mehet, and you'd have to do chalitza for one of them, because after everything is said and done, you still have to remove the Zika. The reason why two gittin work, get the zoo, get the zoo. Remember we explained a few lines ago, because the Chacham gave a koyach to each Yavam to work. In the case of each two Yavamois, right? The case was, you have two Yavamois and one Yavam. The Chacham gave a koyach vis-a-vis each one of the Yavamois to go and give a get. Again, the get doesn't remove 100% Zika, it removes 50% of the Zika. But nevertheless, each get had the authority to remove half of the Zika vis-a-vis each one of these Yavamais. But since it doesn't remove 100%, Chalitza Lachas, man, you still have to do Chalitza to go and take care of it. And it's got to be, the Chalitza could be either one. In the case of Gamliel, he said, Chalitza Rishoyna, only give a Chalitza to the first one. Why? Because if you give a chalitza to the second one, then the second one is going to be osur b'kroy v'shniya because of a chayz chalutzos. That's why if you give chalitza to the first one, you only osur to the kroy v'shniya to the first one. Anyway, you osur to the kroy v'shniya to the first one because he gave a get. So this is similar to the gemara that we had before. Ultimately, these two ladies are going to want to remarry. And if the lady has gotten either a get or a chalitza, she would be prohibited to go and marry a kohen. So therefore, since the second get, according to Rav Gamliel, is meaningless, give a chalitza to the first one. And therefore, she'll both be a balas get and a balas chalitza. She'll be mahadrim and a mahadrim. She won't be able to marry any kohanim. She'll be both a grush and a chalitza. But the second one will be able to. However, according to Rav Gamliel, according to Chacham, we hold yesh get ach get, both of them are in the same peckle. They both have as a 50% get. The get that removes 50% of the Zika. So, now to remove the full Zika, go and do chalitza liachas, man, do a chalitza for either one, and that will remove the total Zika. And also, b'kroy v'shnei, and since the chachamim hold the yesh get, achar get, you'll have a kroy v'shnei, you have a chois girushosai that applies both to the first balas get, the first yavama, and to the second one. And now, the same thing it says, same thing, just like you had one Yavam and two Yavamois, you have two Yavamim and one Yavama. That each one gave a get to the same Yavama, same thing would apply that according to Rav Gamliel, ein get achar get, according to Chacham, yesh get achar get. So now, we say do the exact same analysis, not get achar get, but mamar achamam. How is that? What is the case? You have shnei yavam v'shenov l'fnei yavam mecha. Again, one yavam, two yavam bais. V'yosem mayim v'bezu, mayim v'bezu. You did mayim for the first and mayim for the second. V'yosem get l'rishayna, v'choy l'tzla. You have to remove that maimer. Why do you have to remove the maimer? The Gemara is going to ask on the Omid base, since Ram Gamliel holds Ein Mamer Acher Mamer, so the second maimer was worthless. It was worthless, and there's only one maimer. So let him go and be miyabing the first Balas maimer, complete the entire process of Yibum. The Gemara is going to ask that Kasha on Omid base. Stay tuned in the Yetzir Shah. Okay, so again, also maimer Bezu, maimer Bezu, Ram Gamliel, even though he's getting Rishayna. You have to go and give a get to the first one to remove that maimon. And eventually he has to go and do a chalitza as well to remove the zika. The also is also to the kreivis of the rishonim. But he's allowed to go and marry kreivishnia because again, the second maimon was worthless, meaningless, goodish. Therefore, there's no reason why he can't marry the kreivis of that second yavam. And once again, you have to go and give a get to both, because both mimers, both mimoroids, were successful. 50% successful, but they were successful. If you have to go and give a get to both of them to remove that mimer. And the Osmer Kravish Dain, and if you also Kravish to both of them. All you have to do is one Chalitza for both to remove the Zik. And once again, the same thing applies. Now that we went through the Brayis to Omamar, the Gemara goes through a couple of cases, and the Gemara asks a couple of kashas. Omamar, we go back again to the beginning of this Brayis. Nosan get lezu. It says noisim, but it's a mistake. It should be nosan get lezu, get lezu. If he gave a get to the first, he gave a get to the second. Omamar, Omer, cholivitz will be showing of the awesome in Krav. He said, I'm going to be Krav. We just quoted the first part of the Brayis. Drake Gemara, limit every jiv to the Shmuel, the cholivitz is shmuel and Shmuel. The Amishmul Chalitza Balas again, like Nifterot Tzara. If you give the Chalitza to the Balas again, that doesn't help for the Tzara. What does Shmuel mean? Shmuel means that anytime you have what's called a Chalitza Psula or a Chalitza Gerua, it only helps if the Zika was a Zika Gerua. Where, however, you have a full fledged Zika, the Chalitza Psula won't take away the Zika. Now, what is the case? What are you referring to? So let's see the Rashi. Rashi explains the exact case. Five lines from the bottom of the Amud. You have a Yavam with two Yavamis. But also get the Achas Mehet. He gave a get to the first. And then he gave a Chalitza to the first. He didn't do anything vis-a-vis the other Yavama. Only the first Yavama he gave one get. That same Yavama he did a Chalitza. Well, he nifted the Terasa. Even though normally one Chalitza helps across the board for all Yavamas. Here the Chalitza is only going to help for the first one and not for the second one. You know why? Mishum de Kalisha Zikasa. V'loy alima Chalitza lafguye zike alimta de Terasa. When he gave a get to the first of the two Yavamites, that weakened the Zika. Why? Because 50% of the Zika had already been resolved. 50% of the Zika remains. What he does now, the Chalitza, this Chalitza didn't have to go use its full power and authority to remove Zika. It only had to go and remove the other 50%. And that's what it accomplished. Only 50%. But vis-a-vis the when nothing happened, there was no prior get or maimer, she needs a full-fledged 100% chalitza to remove her zika. Therefore, says the Gemara, says Shmuel, this is the chalitza that you give for Yavama number one, which is a shvacha chalitza. It's chalitza psula because it succeeds a get. That's not strong enough to remove a zika alimta, a starka zika that applies to tzara number two or yavama number two. Again, the lashon of the Rashi. Now, if we finish the yavama, this one also gives the achas mehem. The achas cholos, he gave a get and then he did a chalita. Like if the tzara, so the tzara is not butter. In other words, she does not get free of her zika. Mishum the klisha zikasa, because the first one, the zika was weak. Because since the first one he gave a get that schwacht up, that weakened the zikat. So then the chalitza that was given was also a chalitza psula, because it was given in a situation of a schwacha zika. Oh, that's not a stark enough, not a strong enough chalitza to go and now resolve the zika of Yevamah number two, who has a zika limta, which was pure, wasn't touched by either maimer or get. It's still in its total 100% purity, and therefore says Shmuel, you're going to have to make a chalitza on Sarah or Yevamah number two. The Chayyim Shmuel would hold that once you give a chalitza to Yevamah number two, it would help to go and remove the zika that remains on Yevamah number one, because Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana. If it can remove the big zika of number two, the Chayyim should take away that of number one. But here we're not talking about that. We're talking about taking the chalitza of number one to part of number two. It says Shmuel, that doesn't work. Yet here we said that it does work. Look again, Rav Gamliel said, get lezu, beget lezu. Four lines of that. Nos and get lezu, beget lezu. Rav Gamliel, Eimer Choylet, three shayne, he gives the chalitza to the first one. The Yosbekrim, he said, Mutra Kravishnia. The chalitza is not going to help for number two, because number two has a full-fledged 100% zika. He gave a zika, he gave a get to number two. Rav Gamliel holds that get and get after get. So only the first get has any authority. The second get was meaningless. So how can you go and give a chalitza to number one? That lechayre would not pater number two. It's a shvera kasha on Shmuel. Amlech Shmuel ki amri ano alivim an yamei yei zika. Meaningless over ein zika. Ooh, we haven't talked about that in a long time. Yei zika and ein zika. Of course, there's always zika by every single yavam. Whenever we use the term yei zika and ein zika, means how strong or how weak is that zika. So it says Shmuel, according to Rav Yehuda, holds yei zika. In that case, then the second yavama who did not have a get or had a get, but the get was not at all valid or effective. What happens now? Now that's a zika alimta. So the chalitza of Balas get number one doesn't pater the tzara because she still has a zika alimta, a big zika. But the Shmuel and Gamliel holds ain zika. Zika anyway is weak to start off with, since it happens to be weak. A chalitza that you effect on Yevamah number one will also be effective vis-a-vis Yevamah number two. Okay, Zeng. So now the Gemara is medak. Um, Gamliel sover ain zika. If Rav Gamliel holds ain zika, probably the Rabban and Tzavri, yes, zika. Now Rashi immediately points out at the top of the oven, it's not because anything that the Rabbanan said that suggests they hold yes, zika, but just the Gemara at least postulated as a havamina that since we see that Rav Gamliel and Rabban argue about yes, get, achar get, and yes, mamar, achar mamar, yes or no, so probably they also argue about the din of zika as well, that Rav Gamliel holds a zika, and the Rabban apparently holds a zika. But as you'll see, the Gemara is going to shoot that down in a short moment. So Gemara, if the Rabban holds a zika, Uktani Seifa. Let's continue on the Seifa of the same Braisa. That the same halacha applies not only with one Yavam and two Yavamois, but two Yavams and one Yavama. Same halacha applies of Yesh get, ach get, you give a get. First Yavam gives one get, second Yavam gives another get, both to the same Yavama. Leimet Yavam Tiyuf to Rav Amaravuna, Amarav, Yom Ravuna Amarav, Chalitza Psula, Tzricha Lachzer Al Kola Achim. When you have a Chalitza Psula, then you have to go to all the Achim. What means you have a Chalitza Psula? Chalitza Psula means that if you have multiple cases of, you have two Yavam and Yavam Achas, both Yavam and gave a chalitza, both of Yavam and gave initially a maimer or a get, and now you want to go and do a chalitza, so you only have to do one chalitza for both. Now why do you have to do a chalitza, one chalitza for both? According to Avunah Marav, chalitza psula tzricha lachzer al kol ha'achim. When you have a chalitza psula situation, you have to go to each and every one of the achim and do a separate chalitza. Why? Because the chalitza of one of them is not going to help for the others. Every one of them, you've already done something. Let's see Rashi, third line, Uktani Sefer, b'chinat oimer b'shnei yevamim, d'imnos nu shneiem get, if both of them gave a get to the yevama, choydetz lo echem mihen, only one of them has to do a chalitza, and v'afil rabbanan d'yamu yezika sagin v'bahach chalitza re'ua v'chad minay. Even according to Rabbanan that we're saying now in the Havamina requires Ika, one Chalitza Ru'ah. The reason why it's Chalitza Ru'ah, because everyone already gave a get, right? Get to Yevamin, Yevam Achas. Every Yavan is already given a get. So when each Yavam is going to perform a Chalitza, it's going to be a Chalitza Ru'ah, Chalitza Giru'ah, because half of the Zika has already been resolved as a result of the get. So what did Rav Huna Amar Rav say? It's not enough that one Yavam gives a Chalitza Psula for all of the Yavamin. Since each one did a get, and since each get takes away 50% of the Zika, so then, unfortunately, the same 50%, not multiple 50%. So as a result, that Chalitza Psula, Tzri Chalasa Kol Achim, each one of the brothers has to go make a Chalitza, not just one brother. And if you hold Yesh Zika, how does it say in the Braise that the Rabbanan hold one Chalitza helps across the board? Each Yavam should have to give a separate Chalitza. And again, the same Teretz as before, Amalach Rabba Barafuna, Bein Ram Gamliel, Bein Rabbanan, Sabri, Ein Zika. Everybody holds Ein Zika. And I'm only talking according to the Man Yamal Yesh Zika. Just like Shmuel said on the Amid Aleph. Didn't we say a moment ago that because Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika, the Rabbanan holds Yesh Zika? No! They're arguing about a different subject altogether. Can you have a second get? Can you have a second maimer? But they're not arguing in the Gabi Yesh Zika, Ein Zika. Everybody holds Ein Zika. So therefore, any chalitza that's going to be given by any of the brothers will be sufficient. You don't have to be choizer al kola ach. When did Rabbi Ravun Amarav say you have to be choizer al kola ach? And if you hold Yesh Zika, then each one of the Yavamin has to take care of the, has to do damage control vis-a-vis the get that he has already done, and each one is going to have to do a follow-up chalitza. In each case, it will be a chalitza gerua, chalitza psula, but that's fine. Each one will do a chalitza lachzer kolach. That's a whole yev seeker. But both Rabbanim Gamliel and our Mishnah hold eight seeker.
I'm surprised that Amrav Avuna Amar Rav is saying this, because when we had earlier the machlokas about Shmuel and Rav, I remember the Namak Shmuel is yesh zika, and his Bar Plukta Rav is Ein Zika. And here it seems Rav is saying Yesh Zika. It seems inconsistent.
If you remember, when we had that Gemara, the Gemara asked similar kashas, and each time the Gemara said that Rav is talking Aliba the other man the Amar, and Shmuel is talking Aliba the other man the Amar. So even though each one personally can hold either Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, but they're explaining the other man the Amar's view, even though that other man the Amar disagrees with the personal view of either Rav or Shmuel, respectively. If you go back to those Gemaras, you'll see Gemara asks similar questions. Hi, Rav. Oh, yeah, Rav Liditi, of course. But I'm talking about according to the other man. Right, Omaman. Also, Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu. Rav Gamliel, Oimer Nisim, Get Lari Shoina, Bechoy Veslam, also Bechoy Veslam, Mutter Bechoy Veshnia. Now, this is once again the halacha of Rav Gamliel, that Ein Mamer Achim Am. So if he gave Maimer to Yavama number one, Maimer to Yavama number two, how do you resolve that Maimer? Lois and Getler is trying to give a get to the first one. And also you have to do a Chalitza. The Osir B'Kroiv said you're going to remain Osir her Kroivais. It'll be Achois Chalitz Osir, Achois Kirush Osir, Alamalas. Omutim B'Kroiv Yishniyah. And he'd be mutter totally to the second Kroivais of the, with the Kroiv Yishniyah of the second Yavama. What's the reason why? Again, because Ein Mamer Acher. Mamer, see, even though he performed the Mamer, the second one, meaningless, good. And now the Gemara asked the Kasha that we already asked on the Amar Alas. So therefore, forget about the second Mimer. It's as if it didn't exist. If it didn't exist, then they only have one Mimer with the first Yavama. Rishon and Amitis Yabe. Why does Rav Gamliel say you have to give a get with the Chalitza? Do a Yibum. After all, that's normal, like we had in the Mishnah. That's a zukil chasa. You give a maimer, and then you do a yibam, and it's kil chasa. Rashi said, av zukil chasa. But the point is, it works. So it's yabim. Everybody there, the Mahasli and Numa Lishnia. Avadan and Ikradin, you're right. According to Gamil, you're able to go and do a full fledged Yibam on Yivamin number one. Because he did a Maimer, finish it off and do Yibam. However, since you have over here a case of Mamer, Acher, Mamer, if you're going to go and say, you know, the way to go and tie all of the loose ends is after the Maimer do a Yibam, people might err and say the second same thing applies to the second Yivama, that you can go and do a Bia after the second Maimer, that you cannot do. Why can't you do that? Because since it was already a Maimer on the first one, so then you would have a problem of you have no right to go and do a Yivam on the second one. You have no right to do a Maimer on the second one. And that Maimer, in fact, is meaningless, as we said. Therefore, you can't do a Yibam on the second one either. And if you're going to go and say, you can be Miyabim, Maimer number one, I'm afraid that somebody's going to make a mistake and say you can be Miyabim, Balas Maimer number two. And with this, we basically have ended the initial discussion about our Mishnah. And now we go off a little bit on a tangent about one of our favorite sugyas. And that is, what does everybody hold about Maimer? We have that famous Beit Shammai that holds Maimer Koinek Kinyan Gomor. And now the Gemara tells us it's not only Beit Shammai, but we have a slew of people. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ram Gamliel, Ubei Shammai, Vreb Shimon, Uben Azai, Vreb Nechemia, Kulu Sfirlu, Maimer Koinek Kinyan Gomor. Now, when we hear the words Koinek Kinyan Gomor, it sounds like, oh, it's a full-fledged Yibam. Now the Zika's gone away. It's all been resolved. Now, don't jump to conclusions of what they say. Rashi immediately shuts us down, or shoots us down, I should say. Look at the Rashi, the sixth or the seventh of the narrow lines, where Rashi says, Kinyan Gomer, Lingomer, Mahamish, Kinyan Choshen. It means to say is don't play around with this Maimer and say, you're wasting your time, you did a Maimer. No. It's a Kinyan Choshen after all. Now, the question is, where do we see that? Zokti Gemara, Ram Gamliel, Hodi Amora. That's from Gamliel that we had in our Mishnah. Since Ram Gamliel holds that the second Maimer is garnished, that's the next Rashi, Hodi Amora, Ein Maimer, Acher Maimer, Al Mechoshev Kama, Le Mikni Kol Koyach Maimer. So you see, since he holds it's no Maimer after the first Maimer, that's again the way Abaye explains Pshat, after you've done the first Maimer, which is coin of 50%, the entire 50% that you were able to accomplish vis-a-vis this Yavama, vis-a-vis the Zika, you've done it. And therefore the second one has no room to be Chal. Oh, so you see, obviously, Rav Gamliel holds that first Maimer was Choshuv. It's so Choshuv that the second Maimer is meaningless. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, would disagree, and they would hold, it's not coin of Kinyan Gomer, even though it's only coin of 50%, however, the second Yavam can do also his 50%. And if they're multiple Yavam Mois, each Yavama can be nicknessed 50%. So you see that it's not such a Choshev Kinyan that it precludes any follow-up Maimorim vis-a-vis that Yavam or that Yavama. So therefore, we see by Rav Gamliel, it's a Kinyan Choshev Ma'oi. The second Maimer fades away, it's meaningless. Beis Shammai, we're both familiar with Beis Shammai from earlier on in Amasechta, did not. You have Shlusha Achin, Shlanyan, Besuv, Shnei Achoyus, V'Echad, Mufna. We've had this case in the past. Three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, and one is a Mufna. Mufna means he's a Bucher, he's not married to anybody. He's Panui. What's Zalacha? Meis Echad, Bali Achoyus. One of the two brothers that was married to one of the two sisters never passed away. He asked for Mufna Maimer. So now the Mufna did Maimer.
Didn't we learn Mufna is not superfluous? Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, Mufna Mishtzadecha. This is a different meaning of it.
That is a second definition. If you look up Webster Dictionary, definition number one, in connection with Kzeir Shavas, Mufna means, as you say, that it's superfluous, it's extra. Here, Mufna means that it's panui, he is available. In Eretz Yisrael, if you want to go and hire a taxi or something, so you'll see on the top of it, it'll say panui, to light up if there's
taken
no
taxi. Taken or not taken, right.
Yeah, so here too, Mufna means he's available. He's available to go and and do yibum or maimer or get or whatever he is, or chalitza, because he's not married to anybody, not married to his sisters, he's totally available. He's available for marriage. No problem. In a sense, the two mufnas are overlapping in their definition. By Xer Shova, why do we say that it's mufna, that it's extra? Because you don't need it, it's totally available now to be used in the drasha for your Xer Shova. If you were using something else, it would not be available. It wouldn't be superfluous. But since it's ponui, since it's available, that's why you can use it for your Xer Shova. And here too, this third brother is available to for marriage proposals. So in a sense, the two are the same, or at least overlapping definitions. But getting back to Agmar, so you have also Bar Mufna Maimer, so the third one does Maimer, and in that sense has already taken care of half of the Zika of the Yevama that never fell to him. The Yevama did not fall to the other brother, because the other brother was married to the sister of that Yevama. So it fell to the Mufna, and the Mufna did his Maimer. And then after that, Nebuchadnezzar, the other brother, passed away. And now who fell to Yibam? The other Achois, the other sister, fell to Yibam. So what happens now? So now normally I would think that Mufna cannot be Miyabin, the new Yivam on the street, because this new Yivam happens to be the Achois Mamoroi. It's like Achois Zikukasa. It should be prohibited. Not only that, he can't even go and consummate the marriage with his Balas Maimer, because she's Uta Achoy Zuku Kosvay. She's a sister of the new Zika on the scene. So under normal circumstances, without Beishamai, he would be stuck from both sides. That's why the Gemara said, Oiloy al Ishtoy, Oiloy al Yitem Toy. Never, he cannot go and be Miyabim his own wife, and at the same time, he can't go and he can't go and do anything vis-a-vis the Yevamah number two. That's in terms of the other Maimer. But Beishami Amr, Beishami says, Ishta Imoi. No, since he did Maimer with wife number one, with Yevamah number one, so that's his wife. So then the new sister that has fallen now to Yevam doesn't fall to him at all. He has no din of marrying her, because he's already married to his Ishtar. So therefore, the second woman is going to go free without the need for Yibam or Chalitza, because Ishtar Imai. Ishtar Imai, he only did Maimer. So Zoktach Beishamai, the Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gop. Okay, who's Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon decided, Amal or Rav Shimon? Amal, I guess it should be Amalei, right? That's what it says in the side. Yeah, Amalehem. Amalehem Rav Shimon Chacham. It be as Rishon Bia, Bia Sheni, Ena Bia, in Bia Rishon, Ena Bia, Bia Sheni, Nami, Ena Bia. Now what is this talking about? So Rashi explains we have a situation over here where you have a Yevama, and you have two brothers, both of whom are Ketan, meaning that neither of them are married. Rashi gives an example that both are 9 years old and a day. And therefore, according to Rashi, it sounds like we have two twins. But it doesn't have to be. Rashi really means that both of them are between the age of 9 and a day and bar mitzvah. So one could be 9 and a day, and the other could be 10 and a day, or 11 and a day, anything less than bar mitzvah. What's so important about 9 and a day? Because Chazal tells us elsewhere that a 9-year-old child, although this child is obviously not a godoil, because he's not bar mitzvah yet, however, the yosli bia, his bia does have halachic significance. That being the case, how far does that halachic significance go? That's where we have now machlokes between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon. Where the Chachamim say that if you had the same Yevama and two Yevamim, both 9 and a day, living with that Yevama, then what happens is that she becomes hostile to both of them. Neither of them can go and eventually do a full-fledged Yevam, even though each one did a Bia, but as we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi also says that a bias kotan, a person who's 9 years old, that's kimaimer shavuha rabban. This is almost as if you have a maimer acha maimer situation. Well, Rav Shimon says to the Chum, in bias rishon bia biasheni ain't a bia, in bias rishon ain't a bia, biasheni ain't a bia. What Rav Shimon says is that the second bia is garnished. Why is it garnished? Because of manavshik. If the beer of the first 9-year-old young man was a beer, then the second one obviously is not kind. She cannot go and marry two people. We're talking about, again, two yivamim, both between the ages of 9 and 13, and one yivamah. So once the first one lives with her, if that was a good beer, because of the fact that he's 9 years old, he's able to have beer, the beer sheni ain't a beer, the second beer was worthless. Can't be married to two men. And beer rishon ain't a beer. If the first beer was not effective because he's not a godoy, the beer sheni nami ain't a beer. And therefore, these svaris are the svaris of Ram Gamliel of our Mishnah, that ein mamer achar mam. But beer is benteisha, the kamaimish of Yerabanan. After all, the din of benteisha, a beer of benteisha, is not a full-fledged beer like a godoy. It's inferior, and therefore it's like a maimer, chareb shimon, ain't a beer. So you see, ein mamer achar maimer, ein beer achar beer. What's the reason why? Because the first maimer is kinyan choshuv, like the Gemara said, like Rashi said. And therefore, the second maimer falls away. So this beer of the Bentes is also kimaimer choshu, and therefore the second one is meaningless. Who's Ben Azai? Decided Ulam Ben Azai, Oyma Yesh Mamer Achad Mamer, Mishne Yivamim, Yivama Achaz. If you have two separate Yivamim, each one gives a maimer to the Yivama, that works. However, the Ein Mamer Achad Mamer, Mishne Yivama, is Yivam Echad. If you have one Yivam and Shte Yivam boys, and the Yovam Echad gave Maimer to the first, and Maimer to the second Maimer is worthless. Why is the second Maimer worthless? Because the first Maimer is strong. That's, again, like Rav Gamliel of our Mishnah. That was the ride that Rav Gamliel holds, that Maimer is koine kinyan gomor, meaning kinyan choshev, because the second Maimer is worthless. In this second case, Mishne Yivam is Yovam Echad. And finally, Rav Mechani, yes?
Can you just review the first statement of Ben Azai? Yesh mamar achamara b'shnei yivamin v'yivama achas.
Right.
Can you unpack that, please? You went through that real quickly.
The Raya of the Gemara is strictly from the Seif. But we'll go over the words of the Raya. But Azai says that although in our Mishnah we equated each time Yavim Echad and Shtei Yavam boys, or Shtei Yavamin and one Yavama, Ben Azai splits it down the middle, does some Talmudic hair splitting, if you will. He says, Yesh mamar achar mamar b'shnei yivamin v'yivama achas. If two yivamin, each one of them performs a maimer vis-a-vis the same yivama, each one of them has a tokef to it. Each one of them has a strength to it. And you remember we said on the Amid Aleph, because the Rabbanan hold, and the Azai holds partially like those Rabbanan, that each Yavam, the Chachamim, gave the Koyach to perform a Maimer. So even though they're both working with one Yivama, each one has a Koyach to go and perform one Maimer with that Yivama. And eventually, to remove the Zika, we're going to have a Chalitza. And according to Rabbi Baravuna Amar Rav, we're going to have a Chalitza. Lachzer Kalaachin, each one of them will have to have a chalitza, and each one of them is going to have a get, because the maimer of each one was effective vis-a-vis that yivama. However, ein mamer achamar b'shnei yivam bois, the yavam echad, if you have one yavam who is performing maimer with yivama number one and maimer yivama number two, that second maimer is worthless. Why is that second maimer worthless? Because then as they hold in that case, of the Shtei Yavama, it's B'yavam Echad, like Ram Gamliel of our Mishnah, that Ein Maimer Achad Maimer, which tells you that the first Maimer is very potent and very strong, and that's why the second Maimer falls away, fades away. Oh, why? Because the first Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomur, or Koine Kinyan Choshev, says Rashi, and it's so strong that the second Maimer that was performed is meaningless.
So it's very impotent.
Very impotent. Yes,
Archer.
Yes, potent. And your comments are also very important to relieve us of some of the anxieties, of some of the challenges of this Gemara. Shikoyach. Getting back to Rav Nechemya. Who's Rav Nechemya? It's not. Rav Nechemya Oyma, that's the Mishnah of yesterday. Achas Pihilav Yachas Chalitza, Bein Bethkila, Bein Bemtza, Bein Besoyv, Ein Achareha Klub. If there was a beer, or a chalitza. It makes no difference if that was the first, or the second, or the third. Whenever that took place, anything that takes place after that is halachically meaningless. Frey Timura, if you're talking about a bia that took place after a get or after a maimer, that's what we call about bia psula. And bia psula, we said more a moment ago, the kamaimish of Yurabban, just like the case of the ben tes b'yayim echad, that that's an inferior type of bia, and therefore it has a status like a maimer. Hitu, it has a status like a maimer. And Uftani, it says, in achrei klum. Why in achrei klum? Because a maimer is koine kinyin gomor, like Rashi said, koine kinyin choshev. So any follow-up act that takes place, whether it's again a maimer or whatever, is als gonish met gonish. So we see taka that just like maimer is koine kinyin choshev, so too the bia that comes post a get or a maimer, which is what we call a bia psula, which is just like maimer, is also koinin kinyin gomor, kinyin choshev, and anything after that is nothing is meaningless. So with this, we conclude today's Gemara. Any kashas? Hearing none, Yetzim, tomorrow once again, we'll start between 8 and 8.05. Hopefully tomorrow will be closer to 8 o'clock, because tomorrow...